How are you? I hope you're having an awesome day. And I also hope that you're ready to learn a new word. Are you ready? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. All right, our word for today is number 18, again, from our daily English vocabulary book number 6. And the word is diminish. Good, again, after me, diminish. Excellent, one last time, diminish. Great job. Now, I want us to take a look at the end of this word. Again, the word is fairly easy to pronounce, diminish. But at the very end of the word, there are two letters, the S and the H. And I want to give you a tip that will help you pronounce these two letters properly. I want you to think about when you were younger and your mother or your father, they were trying to work, but you were being loud. And they turned to you and they did this. Yes, maybe they put their finger in front of their mouth, right? They were letting you know that you were being too loud, right? So that sound, that shh, be quiet, that's the SH sound. Again, you're putting your teeth together and you're letting your tongue also lay on the bottom of your mouth and you're pushing out the air. So again, after me, diminish. Excellent. Last time after me. Diminish. Great job. Now you're probably wondering, teacher, what does this word mean? Well, diminish just means to shrink or reduce. Again, to shrink or reduce. Now I want you to think about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is an extremely strong man. He won so many competitions because of his big muscles, right? However, he's not as young as he used to be, right? Back in the day, he had big muscles. And even though he's still big now, he's not as strong as he used to be. So Arnold Schwarzenegger can say, hey, as I've gotten older, my strength has started to diminish. You caught it, right? Yes, again, it just means to shrink or reduce. So let's check out this example sentence. Here we go. The strength of the army was greatly diminished. You caught it, right? Again, the strength of the army was greatly diminished. Make sense? All right, now I want you to use this word at least one time today. I believe in you, and I'll talk to you next time.